It's 7:06 GMT. This is Weekend from the BBC World Service with me, Audrey Brown. We have a panel with us this morning, as usual on Weekend. Stephanie Baker is a senior writer at Bloomberg News in London, and she has dual UK-US nationality, specialised in Russian studies. We'll tell you more about her, how she became a journalist rather than an academic, which is what she set out to do. And Adeolu Adekola is a newbie on the program. He's a development and policy analyst, normally based in Lagos, but he's studying here in the UK and on the line from Nottingham. Good morning to you both, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your work. You oversee a program to train global journalists in how to understand climate change reporting better. Tell us about that, and especially how to read climate data and how to access open source information is one of the areas that you specialize in.
Thank you, Audrey. Yes, so the program is called Open Climate Reporting Initiative. OCRI, with the Center for Investigative Journalism London. For the past year now, we have been working to train in three regions. So it's a global project like you referenced. But for the year one of the project, it's a 2.5 year project that runs till around middle of 2024. So in the last 1 year, we've trained journalists, over 200 of them, in three regions, Latin America, excluded Brazil, and Africa, but Africa is then divided into Francophone Africa and Anglophone Africa, essentially taking into consideration language and different peculiarities. And it's been a wonderful engagement. We've been working with partners across those three regions, and we've been seeing the different context, right? Reporting in Latin America is clearly different from reporting in Francophone Africa and Anglophone Africa.
In what ways? Can you give us an example of that?
Yeah, so essentially the effects of climate change, right, in these regions are, even though most times they are cross-cutting effect, but there are peculiarities. So you know that there's the Amazons mostly in Latin America. In Francophone Africa, there are activities of miners, for example. So part of what the training has done is to let journalists understand, to be able to understand the context of climate change in their country. So for example, in Francophone Africa, we worked in Mali, Cote d'Ivoire, Benin, and there were some context around mining, how mining has affected the ecosystem, causing impact of climate change to be excavated. Also in Cameroon, we've had peculiarities with the disappearance of mangroves. And also in Southern Africa, we've been able to work with one of our partners to interrogate renewable energy, you know, financing renewable energy, being able to follow the money, essentially, because you keep hearing of lots of interventions for renewable energy, which is essentially to replace fossil fuels, which is responsible for global warming.
Thanks, Adeolu. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program. But